Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin. It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and for that we are joined by DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, before we get into the Bundesliga connection, a quick word from our sponsors over at Cadbury. Cadbury FC hashtag Taste the Action is back, and this time they've partnered with five of the top English football clubs, including Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United, and even Tottenham Hotspur, to bring fans closer to all the soccer action. Join host Andy Lengube and some of the legends of English football, including Bafana Bafana and Manchester United legend Quinton Fortune, at the exclusive Cadbury Taste the Action experience. It's your chance to rub shoulders virtually, of course. We can't rub shoulders these days, with some of your football heroes. The experience will be completely virtual, and that allows you to attend from the comfort of your own home. It means you can wear your sweatpants, pajamas, whatever. There'll be opportunities for questions while you enjoy a true taste of the action. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. on September 17th, and you can register at crowdcast.io/e/taste_the_action. That's crowdcast.io/e/taste_the_action. That link will also be in the show description below. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's get back to the show. Chris, I hope all is well. Now, Germany kicked off the Nations League against Spain. That one ended in a draw. And a few days later, they played Switzerland and pretty much the same result. The same thing happened. What were your reactions to that?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. I definitely was not impressed. You know, the same results. Yeah, kind of the same recipe that Yogi Love came to the pitch with. The team looked like they lacked a bit of intensity, creativity. You know, I was falling asleep at times during the match. It was kind of boring, you know, in some respects. But the reality is that the head coach for Germany is trying to figure out which French players, you know, could crack that starting 11. You know, a core players from Bayern, of course, Manuel Neuer, Kimmich, Gnabry, Goretzka were missing in action. You know, so that goes to show that they are needed to bring that extra oomph to the German side. You know, it was nice for Timo Werner to score, you know, in his hometown versus Spain, you know, but obviously to give up that goal in extra time is not good. In Switzerland, Ilkay Gundogan came through and looked good. I think the big highlight, all of it, is the unknown players. We got to see Robin Gosen. Robin Gosen is a player who's never played in the Bundesliga. Yogi Love, you know, is preferential towards players that have played in the Bundesliga so he can see them. Well, Gosens, you know, he's done wonders at Atalanta, scored 9 goals. You know, he's a wing back that can play further forward as well. He provided the assist for Vanna. That is one positive note to take away, you know, from the lackluster performances. You know, we have to see what they have prepared moving forward. They have a friendly versus Turkey. The next Nations League opponent is the Ukraine. So we have to wait and see. I think it'll be a bit different when the Bayern players have returned to the lineup, of course. And we have to wait and see if Thomas Müller, maybe Thomas Müller gets recalled after all. You know, I'm going to keep my ear close to the wires and see what the head coach Joachim Löw has to say, because he did obviously say the door was shut. But maybe, you know, these two draws will open it back up.
Now, very quickly before we move on, you know, I am an Arsenal fan, and so I must ask, how did Bernd Leno look in goal to you?
Yeah, you know, he didn't look bad. You know, he didn't look bad. I think it's just few and far. There's such a gap between, you know, Manuel Neuer and the others, you know, I think. Kevin Trapp, you know, Germany's a goalkeeping factory. That's one thing. He is a quality goalkeeper, but I do think, you know, there is a difference to that team, you know, with Manuel Neuer being between the posts. Now, the future obviously could belong to Bernd Leno. He is a solid goalkeeper, and he likes, you know, to come out and kind of command the defense as well, similar to a Manuel Neuer in a lot of respects. You know, so time will tell, but he's definitely not the number one, you know, but it's good to see that Germany does have quality nonetheless.
Now, keeping with the national team and Bayern Munich, we finally got to see Leroy Sané in action. What did you make of that?
Well, it's good to see his pace looks the same. It looks like he hasn't missed a step. Of course, there were signs of rust, you know, here and there. Some of his passes were misplaced. He was lost the ball a few times, you know, but he is known for his gazelle-like speed. He's ghostly off the ball. He has a killer instinct. I think it's a matter of time before he does come back to that top form that we're accustomed seeing him at. But we have to wait and see if he cracks Bayern's, you know, depth, the starting 11 there. That's going to be very tough, you know, to get him back into top form. You need minutes on the pitch, and it's good that he got those. But, you know, he has a long road ahead of him in terms of proving himself to be worthy of a starting 11 or getting a lot of time at Bayern. And I think that'll definitely translate to getting more time and improving his form for Joachim Löw in Germany.
Now, elsewhere, RB Leipzig got some great news. Some 8,500 fans will be allowed to attend their home games. We've touched on this before, but what's the league saying lately?
Well, there definitely is not a universal happy face on every team's representative, the brass, because it's an unfair situation. RB Leipzig, they have 8,500 fans. Union Berlin, they have 5,000 fans. Well, there are some rules. There will be no away fans allowed. No alcohol served at the games either. I'm sure that'll disappoint some fans here and there. But, you know, the other teams that are left in the dark, for one, it gives an unfair advantage, obviously, every time a team is playing in front of a home crowd, because there will be no away crowd. You know, if you've ever listened, I'm sure you're listening to the pitches in the action that we watched so far. You can hear the talking back and forth. Well, now, you know, it will be drowned out, you know, by a lopsided fan base. And understandably, every team is not satisfied with that. But we have to, you know, take our time and see what happens with the coronavirus infection rates to see if they remain the same, because even that could change. Even that could change if the numbers do increase. You know, we do have a little bit of time, a little bit more than a week now, you know, but we have to wait and see. I think it's unfair myself, because you want to see it having a level support, a level playing field, and giving both teams an equal opportunity to leave the pitch with 3 points. That won't be the case when the season starts, if this is stands, the situation that it is now.
Anything else hit your radar in Bundesliga news, Chris?
Well, we were talking about Kai Havertz. Obviously, the deal is finally done. You know, I'm happy for him. He becomes the most expensive German footballer to date, second most expensive in the Bundesliga. You know, it's good. It just basically shows the Bundesliga is increasing their stock value. You know, it doesn't look good for Leverkusen. Obviously, they were runners-up in the German Cup. That kicks off later in the week. And that's going to be a huge gap they're missing. A positive thing for a different team is Dortmund. Dortmund is getting Marco Reus back in the lineup. He'll be in a friendly today versus Sparta Rotenburg. We'll have to see how that pans out. But he's definitely needed to give the black and yellows any hope to dethroning Bayern.
Well, thank you very much for the Bundesliga update. DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a great day, Chris.
You as well.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Simon Strella and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.